Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here.
And he's in the building. He's just arrived. And I guess regarding everything, Black Hood is on. He'll be coming in a moment. And then let's just start out with our... Yes, let's just start out with our affiliate sponsors.
Yeah.
We check out the work of Megan Laura on T-Fury on the Artist Spotlight page, and all T-shirts are available for her selection at $18. Download also this podcast is graciously sponsored by Audible.com with over 50,000 supporting over 5,000 devices and having over 2,000 audiobooks to listen to. Personally, I've just gone through The Atonement, or Atonement by Ian McEwan, also his new book, The Children's Hour, which is actually really good. If you like Ian McEwan and you like that. And there's a ton of other, there are also periodicals on the site as well. And you get 50% off for 3 months at only $7.49 a month. And that's not bad for an audiobook a day.
That's really good. You can't deny that.
It's definitely not something you can deny.
Where in the world can you get an audiobook for?
Where in the world can you get it is something in terms of other stuff, but into tonight's news. And the great thing about Audible is, number one, I mean, I use it. It's great. It's fantastic. And it's also great in terms of just listening flat out. It's
all right.
But, you know, world round, the benefit of audiobooks is that it's not inclusion. But if anybody is running into you in any city, they'll be run into a well-read human being.
Yeah.
You know.
Kind of thing.
As for our first topic, tonight, we have, a crime in Vermont. Mom kills boyfriend, son, of alcohol. By putting an IV in him. If I understand that correctly. Right? Right.
Yeah.
And also in the fact
sorry.
That...
taking care of some other business, Red Hood, if you... You should know that.
Yes. Yes.
There's a whole lot of things going on in the background. Which
we have stuff
and prepping along those sorts. So
we have stuff. Going on in the background, but
yes,
I think what's interesting.
It pisses me off when you know someone goes out there, someone's obviously wanting is leaving someone in your care. Doesn't give you a right to do that, quite frankly.
Yeah, and leaving somebody in your care. That is the utmost thing. When you have somebody in your care and you're going, oh,
this person's life doesn't matter. Bullshit.
Right.
It's like, what was this person thinking? Or what was he trying to prove? Quite frankly, it's wrong on so many levels. He thinks
it's wrong on so many levels in terms of
and this is a serious topic. No matter how...
It's a serious topic, yeah.
It's like... It's
then...
Just,
we have somebody trying to get in. That's why we're stopping and starting. But yeah, the thing is the thing is when you're in somebody's care, shouldn't you be in their care and properly taken care of? Not what this person did.
He took complete and utter. He completely made sure that
he complete
and caused hell. And it's like you're wanting to screw someone's life up.
Well, you're wanting to screw many people's lives up.
Right.
I understand that you're in a doctor's care.
Right. And which means you're in their care, not the latter of not being in their care or being some significant others or being
right.
someone
and when
that
you're
someone
in somebody's yeah, when you're in somebody's care, okay, you are entrusting that person with your kid or your daughter or anybody.
Which means, ultimately, something happened, guess what?
You're screwed.
They take responsibility.
Screwed, dude.
They're screwed, glued, and tattooed.
I said, you're screwed, dude.
So, yeah. You get what it now means. It's like you're wanting to take advantage of someone, and guess what? Yeah, that's not going to work.
And the thing about it is that when you take advantage of somebody, you're not only taking advantage of them, you're taking advantage of the person who screwed, whose responsibility was to put it into your care.
Right.
You know, and apparently what happened in Washington, or not in Washington, wow, am I stupid, in New York, is actually it's in Vermont, in Vermont, is that they charge this kid with second degree murder on Tuesday for allegedly putting alcohol in a 13-year-old son's IV tube.
That person is sick.
I mean,
I want to do that. You really want to do that and jeopardize.
Why would you want to do that? And also, yes, oh, it's like, oh, I'm drinking. And I'm taking advantage of a mentally retarded kid. Okay.
What if it was someone else?
True.
Would it matter?
Not really. It wouldn't matter. But
he can't,
it's like
the thing is,
it doesn't matter, but at the same time, the impetus is the impetus is to protect the child, not to make the child unaware that he's drinking alcohol. Make the, like, it's almost like, it's just, it's awful, it's atrocious in the worst way. It's like almost, where's the kid? This kid didn't even have a voice. So when you're trying to say, when people try to say, oh, you're wrong, guess what?
You're not wrong.
Everyone has.
Please.
You're not wrong.
Tell me who's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody.
Well, nobody's perfect, but you don't stick an IV.
That
could pull alcohol
and that is
into somebody.
Right.
Because you don't know where those tubes have been, number one.
Hey, who knows where they've gone? I don't know.
You know, who pulled the alcohol? And then, two, I remember a personal story where a guy tried to shove one of those tubes up me in the operating room.
Wow.
And he had sort of this moronic look on his face, like he has the mad scientist look.
Oh, God.
Which completely scared me, because I was under.
Right.
And
you're thinking, okay, this guy is going to watch me now?
What?
No, I was thinking this guy is going to,
this guy is going to kill me.
This guy is going to kill me. And this just in. Apparently, Jon Stewart, which has nothing to do with the date. Well, it has everything to do what we do, but is.
Oh, never mind.
There we go.
Nope, disregard that.
Oh.
We just lost him.
You just lost him.
He just dropped out before I could. I think Skype is having a little issue tonight.
Skype is having many issues.
What could be Blog Talk? We do not know.
This is Blog Talk's fault.
Blog
Talk. We need rights. We have rights. No, try again.
Call back.
It's like,
so, no, and this is in, Jon Stewart is apparently wanted to hire Jon Stewart for The Daily Show. Oh, wait, he could have hosted The Daily Show. He's not leaving.
Mm.
This is good.
Mm.
That's good. It's kind of, I don't know if
that's it.
in the terms of if Jon Stewart really were to really were to be leaving Lilyville,
right,
it would kind of mean that the TV show would be taken over
by
taken over by somebody else.
Right.
But yeah, the funny thing is that I think the person figured it out. But the thing is,
that if he quit the Daily Show, then how many other, then we would have to uphold the banner to not only secure disabled news, but also secure regular news and take over his job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, that would be not, it wouldn't be fun. Well, it would be fun.
Right.
It wouldn't be fun.
Right.
Try it again.
And
hi.
Vinny?
Hello.
Wait.
He's
gotten in.
Is returned. Woohoo.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And
he's gone again.
And it's not good.
And hello?
Not good.
Hello.
I'm here.
Everybody's here?
Yeah. Everyone's here.
Most everyone's here.
Everybody's here except him.
Yeah. Yes, unfortunately, which sucks.
It sucks, but anyway, we thought we were going to have a guest on. We were right. But, you know, if he resigned, then it would be a lot of people.
Terrible.
I mean, would mean a lot of people will be very upset.
Oh, yeah.
Especially all the Jews, because we watch Stewart because we love satire. Hey.
But that's very challenging when this is, when it's like, we're all wanting to make sure that make sure that things actually go very well too.
You know, and there are other things about, you know, the first rule of business is to inform. The second rule of business is to make it really, really funny. You know,
yes.
We do both. We try to.
Try to form an
right.
And I just dropped my remote.
Oh, brilliant.
That's what that noise was, that thump thump.
But yeah, the funniest thing is that there's also something in the news, right, which is which is that in
not in Washington, but in Uber and Airbnb to leave disabilities behind. Alice,
yeah,
do you want to
take this?
Probably both take it, because this is just...
Okay.
This is just...
How about we all take it?
Fucked off.
You know, let's all take this. Let's all take a whack at these two.
We all have a say in this. They all have...
I mean, let's just start with the facts. Uber and Airbnb sends millions of customers each year. Okay. People say this is great. Right? Then...
Why not try to say, let's get shit going to help people versus
then why
screw them over?
If it's a peer-to-peer services which are better for the environment as well as our wallet, then why segregate more than 15% of our American peers, which happen to be people with disabilities, PWDs, as the normal people call them, last month? The California chapter of the National Federation of the Blind filed a lawsuit against Uber in discriminating blind passengers. According to the lawsuit, drivers working under Uber X. It all sounds like a fascist kind of company.
Uber.
Uber. And then we have also our new product, Uber X. You know, Uber X, yet is the least expensive version of the car service, and have done everything from physically injuring blind passengers to a mad rush off without them, to shoving a seeing eye dog into the trunk.
Wow.
I'm
sorry, but shoving a seeing eye dog into the trunk, which is horrible in itself.
That's so
but it's
bad.
Kind of funny.
No.
It's kind of funny.
No. That's
kind of funny
in
fact that... It's fucked up in fact that the dog doesn't have a choice.
And the driver should be held responsible.
The dog doesn't have a choice. So like, it's like... Wait.
And
hey,
if anything was to happen, guess what? That person is in trouble. That driver will be in trouble with face legal issues. It could happen. If someone really wanted to do that, they could do that legally.
Yes. The sharing economy is set up by people who are healthy and able-bodied that aren't in wheelchairs capable by Lyft cars. And according to the long-term disability rights activist Bob Planthold, Airbnb and Vrbo aren't doing much better for the disabled community either. When it comes to Uber, you love them or you hate them. Right, just like an artist. Uber. Anyway. Lovers choose the service because of a traditional taxi cab. Not only is it because it's incredibly easy to hail a car with a smartphone app, but you can also pay for the ride with your smartphone. Brilliant.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
Okay, but yet there's no wrangling with credit card machines digging for change about Uber haters. Say that the company is killing the traditional taxi industry by poaching practices practically every passenger with a smartphone under the age of 40, especially in the wealthier parts of town. Regardless of which side of your fence of you're on, right? Blind individuals simply try to take advantage of Uber's services shouldn't be subjected to physical battery when they hail the car, nor their disabled furry friends being locked in trunks. You know?
I need that to see. We don't care.
You know?
Yes.
I can't see. You can't see a smartphone? No, I can't see.
It's like smartphone. It's like there's assistive technology. Whoever thinks you're going to get it. It's
you know, there's also Braille.
Right.
And half the time, Siri can't even get things right.
You know, there's also Braille. Let's think of how many assistive technologies that we have in the United States of America and around the world that internationally recognized. Braille. See-through hearing, guide dogs, sniffer dogs, dating guide dogs. Now that would be a first.
Yeah.
Because, you know, assistive technologies, read text, write to text, distractibility, every iPhone app that you could possibly imagine, but yet, we don't have an app that says we are not going to allow your dog out of the trunk.
That's called fucking abuse. That's called
exactly
problems.
If you tried in a court in Wisconsin, it's sort of like I hate the Mondays, but I hate Uber more,
It sounds more Canadian,
I know, but yet, when did you suddenly start going Canadian? Because the fact that while this $3.5 billion company has publicly stated that it regrets the incident, if you regret the incident, press 1. If you're denying the incident, press 2. If you really, really seriously are sorry and want to speak to the CEO of Airbnb and Uber, press 3. If you do want to do all of the above, press 4. Thank you.
And then you'll
be directed to a call, which says, have you ever had your dog stuffed in the back of a car? Press 1. Have you ever said, I need to see with him? Press 2.
He's making us you're fucking me over now.
Press 3. You know, press 4. If you want to grab the nearest golf club and start swinging at the Uber driver. Press 5.
Or get out your iPhone.
Or get out your iPhone and use it as a laser beam.
iPhone 6
press
Plus.
6.
And it's like, get out your iPhone and 6 Plus. And really take your advantage.
Get it out.
Hit
over the head with him.
But it is kind of...
Ben Gate will never die.
It is absurd that, you know, Airbnb pays lip service to accessibility, but the company does little to nothing to ensure that some of the properties are actually ADA compliant. For less money than the traditional hotel room, Airbnb users can stay in short-term apartment rentals in the neighborhoods of their choice. Brilliant! But yet, the website search filter do include a wheelchair accessible option, but ever since it was redesigned in July, the option has been virtually buried from view. It took me 3 separate attempts on the Airbnb site to locate the accessibility of the filter by clicking the More Filters tab. But then I started scrolling through about the amenities until we reached the very end. Pictures like wireless internet, a kitchen. However, are obvious first triggers, but yet the huger problem is that, you know, if they say we, but there's no reason for these peer-to-peer companies to simply throw their hand in there and insist they're stuck when it comes to assisting customers with disabilities.
Right.
If the Container Store could do stuff for disabilities in organizations, surely Uber or Racist could do stuff for drive-in, and possibly dictatorships. But anyway, you know, the thing is that most people, if you grow up with any disability, you should fight for your right to actually live, you know,
right.
Sort of thing. Not do anything else. You know? That's my vote on it. That's my vote on it. But yet, also, we have Bill Gates and a Mexico billionaire have joined forces. Why have they joined forces today? Is because billionaire urges disabled hiring.
Great.
More good news.
What we need.
Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim is right. It's teaming up with Best Buddies to encourage more businesses to hire people with developmental disabilities. Slim and Bill Gates regularly hold up to the two slots on the Forbes list of the world's most richest people. Well, fantastic for you. But Nikki Kong billionaire Carlos Slim and former Buddies, Best Buddies founder Anthony Shriver kicked off the new campaign Tuesday to encourage expanded employment opportunities for people with intellectual disabilities, autism, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, and other special needs. Dubbed I'm to hire, the awareness campaign is calling on people whether they are in the position to hire people with disabilities or not to sign an online pledge to activate for the inclusive workplaces.
Right.
And we'll have
makes sense.
I'mtohire.org, which is
this
brilliant.
This is what we needed.
And as a matter of fact, I am currently signing on.
And I have just signed the pledge.
Red Hood has signed the pledge, ladies and gentlemen. Yay!
By the way, I do love Best Buddies, by the way.
I am a Best Buddy.
Back in high school.
I'm friends with my Best Buddy. But that's because Best Buddy's internet thing went down and I actually saw who it was. Because of the thing is, their thing is that you can't, basically see the other person on the other side that you're communicating with, but they
right.
can see you. The best part about Best Buddies is
I was never involved in any organizations like that, unfortunately.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. I was, and I loved it. And there was only one reason why
I was involved with a different organization, which was a kids group that was for kids with disabilities in my area, which was really great.
This is even better because of the fact that this group, you can actually be a mentor to somebody else, regardless of if you're in school or not, and you can actually work for them. And I'm a huge advocate of this. I love that segment.
I became an advocate on my own, so it really took off when seeing issues arise. So I said, I'm going to do this and take things by storm. And
right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think the second I became... Well, yeah, I think the second
The second I became an advocate was after I saw the litany of people who were getting mistreated at my school when I went there. And, you know, I decided to write about it. And it's going to be, I can't really talk about it, but
makes sense.
I can say for a fact that the more you get the word out, the better.
And everyone will be able to really see what can be done too.
Exactly. And the best part is that a lot of people, right, I mean, mm-hmm. they have people who, the best part about it is they have a lot of jobs available, including, you know, MasterCard Worldwide, Eaton Vance, you know, their education, they have communications, they have very little, they even have real estate, they even have 20th Century Fox and the Boston Red Sox, and Entertainment Tonight, and talent agencies such as United Talent Agency, and William Morris Endeavor. You know, it's a great thing. It's a great thing to include, because it means that they're basically stepping up.
And stepping up and saying it's okay to be different versus saying go and not be involved, which... that's what happened. In the past, it was like, these people shouldn't be involved. This, then the other, which, in all reality, shame on them.
Well, yeah, shame on them, and shame on other people. But yet, also, have you heard, before we end the show, of these two things. These two things that you should definitely be aware about. Number one, the ABLE Act. Now,
which is huge.
Which is huge for people with disabilities, because it will give us the two main benefits under the current law, two main benefit programs providing income for support with people with significant disabilities. The first is Social Security Disability Insurance, which is an insurance program designed to replace a portion of a worker's wages before that worker should become unable to work due to a disability. And then the second, the Supplementary Security Income, that stands for SSI, which is an entire program that is not financed by a dedicated trust, and what tends to be people with developmental disabilities who require services and supports to enter and stay in the workforce. Now, in 2016, the SSI will have a financial shortfall, and this new fiscal cliff provides an urgent and needed opportunity for new thinking. Currently, to get the benefits under the SSI or the SSDI, individuals must meet the definition of disability. Okay, let's just pause for some normal thinking, shall we?
Yeah.
And what is it?
Not really. Normal? So then, also, the fact that is that we should be the inability to exchange in substantial gainful activity, SGA. Oh, okay. So SSI, SGA. Okay, we get it. Basically,
it means don't ever work again.
Basically, live off the
government. No!
Live off the
government. Government. Get screwed on by the government and basically take a dildo and go,
you know, getting screwed by the ass.
Well, they pay you to get screwed by the ass. It's a horrible picture, but, you know, let's just go, exactly. So let's just go on. In 2014, the limit that you can get is 1,000. Yeah, the limit that you can get is 1,070 for non-blind individuals and 1,800 for statutory blind individuals. And it's extremely difficult to live on these funds, yet millions of Americans do so because being in these programs gives them access to something more than cash payments, health insurance, and other supports through Medicare and Medicaid. Indeed, these shows show that millions of people with disabilities, and it's not cash they want, it's the opportunity to work. Yes, it's the opportunity to work and not get screwed by the government.
What everyone wants.
You know, but Congress is due to vote on a bipartisan Achieving a Better Life Experience Able. Notice how each disability law is actually named, except for the Americans on Disabilities Act.
The ADA.
The ADA is named in one word, learn.
Able.
ADA.
The ability to do. The ability to do.
But what do they not actually say that we should do?
What?
The ability to do.
Right.
You know?
We're not going to do.
At the same time, the ABLE Act that would massively improve would not help, only help the millions of Americans who receive disabilities after the age of 25. It would not help them, but it would still be too small for people who would be involved in disabilities who need personal care and assistance to get to work. But we need to modernize the system and to increase the limits placed on income and savings for all working age people with disabilities receiving SSI and SSD that would allow to build them a safety net with their own earnings rather than government benefits. Yet, the funny thing is that all these things prevent us from working.
Yep.
Yet the modernization of full disability benefit system will be good for taxpayers who would not be required to foot the entire bill for a lifetime of dependency, and also find loyal, reliable, motivated employees and good people for those that are able to work with disabilities who will be leading a happier, healthier life. Yet, updating the benefit system and increasing employment among people with disabilities are win-win-win. Now, I totally agree with this. I mean, I love the ideas of this, don't you?
Yes, do.
I mean, what's your opinion on it?
I look at it as being so beneficial. I can't just
I can't complain that things have to change, and there's a lot of things that comes down to it that's also included with the ABLE Act, like giving people the ability to actually save money. Versus not. To build something up.
And saving a lot of money would benefit everybody. Not just the people with disabilities, but almost everybody. Yet, the funny thing about this organization is that it's an organization out of Bethesda, Maryland, and it's a new organization to help people with disabilities. Go, if you want to learn more information about this, go to respectability.org and you will find plenty there. Because what they do is stand up for people with disabilities. Which is brilliant. And more people need to do it. More people need to definitely
be able to have the choice.
Be able to have a choice. You know, being able to have a choice in terms of getting this system would be great for all people. It just would be. It would change a lot of things that need to be changed. And FDR would probably be very, 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 very happy, that it's moving forward.
Yeah.
Which is what he and Eleanor Roosevelt wanted to do.
Right. And it's huge, no matter how you slice it.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
You can't discount what Eleanor did, and
no, you can't. And the fun part about it is that now we can actually look forward to actually getting employment, not backward.
Not being in the dark ages.
Right. Coming out of the dark, which is the best thing.
I agree.
Practically.
Can't do any, you can
live and let live, not live and be happy, live and be have everything that the world should offer you, not let it be a, not let it take
not
you
let people for suffer
right.
through it.
Right.
Not let people suffer through it.
You know,
that's the best thing. That is the best thing. You know, he would have wanted it to move forward.
Yes.
I mean, we wouldn't have half of the United States national monuments without Roosevelt.
Yeah. And now,
yeah.
people with disabilities are going to be getting recognized in Washington, too, that were in the war as well. So,
yes.
that's huge.
Exactly. It is.
And that's huge when
exactly.
you think about it.
No, it is huge. It's very huge. It's big. It's big. But with 2 seconds to go on our show,
let's play the outro.
In terms of that, and have a good night.
Yes, bye.
Good night. Bye.